I've asked your husband some questions about you already, and he gave me your name and that kind of thing. Do you know where your mother was born?
She's born right through the same country.
She was born in Murray County?
That's right.
Okay, good. What about your father?
He was too.
You see, you're exactly the person I have been hunting for. Your daughter remarked that her husband's uncle was born across the mountain. He lives down the road a bit now. And she remarked to me that you'd be surprised how different people over there speak from the way people over here speak. And you see, that's exactly the kind of thing we're trying to chart over the whole state.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you know how far your mother went in school?
She didn't go to school anymore.
All right. What about your father?
He didn't. He couldn't read and write either.
He couldn't read and write?
Uh-huh.
All right. What kind of work did your father do?
Farmed.
And I guess you'd say that your mother was called a housewife,
that's
huh?
Right.
All right. Do you know anything about your mother's parents?
No, I don't.
Where they were
her born. Aunt raised her, and I don't know too much about her folks.
What about your father's parents?
Well, I don't know very much about them either.
Okay. Do you know what section of what states they came from, or you're on either side of your family?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well now, as I told you, I've got this questionnaire that I need to go by. It would be nice just to get you talking and listen to that kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for us to make comparisons over the whole state, we do sort of need to stick to this formula. So sometimes you know what I'm driving at, and other times you may not, but we'll work at it. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, just about this time of day, before supper? You'd say, my son came to see me when?
In the evening, is what I'd call it.
Okay, that's what I want to know. What do you call the time of day when the sun appears?
The morning.
Well,
early morning.
Okay. You'd say, if somebody's going to make a trip, you'd say he hopes to leave by
sun up.
That's the word I wanted. You see? That's good. Let me see. I'm going to set my watch and ask you to tell me about what time it is. What time would you call that?
15 till 5.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say that any other way?
4:45.
All right. We
sometimes.
Say
sometimes.
But more.
I usually say 15 till 5, something
okay.
like that.
Good. Let me write that down. All right. Now, after there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds start blowing away and the sun starts to come through, you'd say the weather is what?
Breaking off.
Yeah, weather breaking off, that's all we'd say.
Okay, good.